An appeal to Seventh-day Adventists to fulfill their duty to the South. A quick work. We are prone to overlook the results that the Lord has said will follow faithful work in the South. Concerning the conduct of schools of the Madison Order, we are told, "It would have been pleasing to God if, while the Madison School has doing its work, other such schools had been established in different parts of the Southern field. Labor to encourage others to do a similar work. Then the light of truth will be carried in a simple and effective way, and a great work will be accomplished for the Master in a short time. The class of education given at the Madison School is such as will be accounted a treasure of great value by those who take up missionary work in foreign fields. If many more in other schools were receiving a similar training, we as a people would be a spectacle to the world, to angels, and to men. The message would be quickly carried to every country, and souls now in darkness would be brought to the light. The plan followed by the Madison School, if carried on as it should be by others, God says, will hasten the coming of the Lord. Could we ask for any better inducement to undertake a work? A training for foreign fields. Again, this kind of work in the South is God's means of developing a strong class of foreign missionaries. For the school at Madison not only educates in a knowledge of the Scriptures, but it gives a practical training that fits the student to go forth as a self-supporting missionary to the field to which he is called. They have been learning to become self-supporting, and a training more important than this they could not receive. Thus, they have obtained a valuable education for usefulness in missionary fields. The class of education given at the Madison School is such as will be accounted a treasure of great value by those who take up missionary work in a foreign field. A training for foreign fields. A training in self-support. A training that will hasten the coming of the Lord. Is it worth having a part in? This work is to be done now, while the angels continue to hold the four winds. There is no time to lose. Shall we not hear of many volunteers? Why have you not a deeper sense of necessities of the Southern field? The work is to be done. It should be done now. You should volunteer to enter this field. Before very long, the last opportunity will have been given Seventh-day Adventists to do this work. God will then turn to men in the byways and hedges, and we, idle Seventh-day Adventists, will be passed by forever. Let us heed the parable of the Last Supper. Those who were invited began to make excuse. One offered one reason, another had another reason for not doing what the Lord asked. When the supper was set, not one of those first invited sat at the table. Will it be thus with you? Frequent reference was made to this work by Sister White in her talks before the last General Conference held at Washington. She had recently visited the South, and the picture of the millions waiting for the truth came often to her mind. There are 4 millions of one class alone, the sturdy mountaineer, to whom this truth is yet to be given. And when these people get it in their hearts, they will make some of the most devoted missionaries in the world. Their simple manner of life, their habit of trust, their ability to sacrifice, will make them able to do a work similar to that of Abraham of old.